that the other side's not very good. This time the same flashes on the horizon, but they don't seem to be moving out of both eyes. Tend to be up at the tops of both eyes. Just rapid sequential lightning-like flashes. They've stopped. Again, similar type of flashes. They don't seem to be moving, but they're coming from the right of the right eye and from the upper left of the right eye. And I can actually see an outline of a curved horizon, and the flashes are coming out from behind it. They've stopped.
This is Apollo Control. It's 68 hours, 30 minutes. Distance from Earth, 183,910 nautical miles.
And I see peripherally out of my right eye, I cannot see these flashes, but I can see peripherally the right-hand and upper right-hand side of my right eye being lit up.
Distance 183,920 nautical miles, velocity 2,504 feet per second.
All I know is that there was some light out peripherally out, yeah, but a flashing glow. Oh man, there's a good one, the left eye right in the middle. It's almost a purple flash. It's still going right in the middle of my eye, and it's coming out from behind a horizon. It starts out as a semicircle and then folds into a point like on a pencil, and then it disappears. That's the horizon, and the light is flashing from behind it. It's gone.
Hey, Gene, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, according to all our experts here, the phenomena you're describing is pretty much the phosphine effect, sort of like when you rub your eyes or squint your eyes too hard, because the effect is lasting too long. The streaks or the flashes that we're looking for are very fast. They do not remain as a scene to your eye. And I guess the only thing we can say would be to maybe either relax your squint a little bit or to, if the blindfold's on, exceptionally tight. I know this sounds kind of screwy, but those are the words that we'd like to say to you. But the actual phenomena we're looking for will be a very short-lived phenomena. It'll either be a flash or a very fast streak, something along this. We're not trying to load the data, but we feel you're describing a different phenomenon.
We lost all that last conversation. You better repeat it.
Okay, Gene. Sorry about that. And here I thought I'd wax so eloquently. But the effect you're describing is an effect that can come from rubbing your eyes or perhaps squinting too hard, but the effect we're looking for, and I guess we're really not trying to load the data, but the effect that we're looking for is a very short-lived phenomena and would not...
Mark, Ron, I got one right eye coming from Buck Gordon toward the very narrow street.
And Gene, I guess our only words of wisdom are try to relax the eyes a little bit, or if you've got the blindfold on exceptionally tight, you might work on that. But just I guess sort of relax and see if we can see the other phenomena.